At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, January 19th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward an NBA Finals rematch tonight on TNT, tipping off at 7:30 p.m. between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Currently, the Celtics are listed as a 6.5-point road home favorite with a total of 237.5. Now, going into this matchup, Golden State is 22-22. They've won two of their last three games, though, and they just beat the Wizards 127-118, covering as a 2.5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics, the best record in the NBA, 33-12. They've won seven straight games. They just beat the Hornets 130-118, covering as a 8.5-point road favorite. Now, looking at this market here for tonight's game in the Boston Garden rematch of the finals, the Celtics did open here as low as -5. And immediately once this line opened, you had a lot of steam. Lay the points here with the Boston Celtics. Celtics getting steamed up from -5 all the way up to -6.5. Currently 60% of bets, but almost 75% of the money is laying the wood here with the Boston Celtics. So it looks like kind of a slight public play, but also some respect and money here, laying the points with Boston. Now the Celtics have the advantage here, both offense and defensively. Offensive efficiency, Boston is number one in the NBA. Golden State is number 14. Defensive efficiency, the Celtics are number 8. Golden State is number 16. Also, big home road split here. The Celtics are 17-5 at home this season. Golden State is just 5-17 on the road, one of the worst road records in the NBA. Now, keep an eye out for the injury report in this one. Jaylen Brown missed a couple games here. He did practice. He's expected to play. I think maybe part of that move toward the Celtics is Jaylen Brown. He's officially questionable, but I live in Boston. I can tell you, I watch this team very closely, and you've been hearing reports that he should play tonight, especially in a big revenge game, big matchup here. That's something that I think also, you know, the line move toward Boston tells you that respect and money's in their favor, but I can just tell you, this is a big game for the Celtics, where they have a bad taste in their mouth from the NBA Finals. They're up 2-1 in the series, could have gone up 3-1, and then obviously blew it there. As a Celtics fan, you can tell, let that one get away. But the Celtics have been, I think, circling this game. They've lost four straight to Golden State, so you're at home. Jaylen Brown should be good to go. You do have some injuries to keep an eye out for Golden State. You do have Iguodala, Kuminga, Weissman, Green all out. Klay Thompson rested last game. He should be able to go. But really a good spot here, I would think, to lay the points with Boston in a revenge angle with a line move with the better offense and defensive efficiency. Also, a bit of a rest versus tired angle. You know, both these teams last played on the 16th. So they've been off a few days here. But prior to that, Golden State had played the 15th and 16th, so they're playing their third game in 5 days, where Boston is just playing their second game in 5 days. So a little bit of a rest angle here. Also, keep an eye out for the total. It's a very high number, 237.5. But we have seen this total tick up a little bit. Some books around 236, ticked up a tiny bit here. But you do have Golden State number one in terms of pace. They're 6-1 to the over their last seven. They're 5-1 to the over their last six on the road. And Golden State's been a big over team, 26-17 overall to the over, but 17-4-1 to the over on the road. And Boston just 22-22-1 to the over under, but they're 15-7 to the over at home. So again, Golden State's gone over 17-4-1 on the road. Boston 15-7 over at home. And also, if you're thinking about a possible NBA Finals rematch here, well, the Celtics are expected to get there. They're the favorite to win the NBA title at plus 360. Golden State, again, just 500 here, but if they get in the tournament, you know they're dangerous. They're plus 1,000. And the NBA MVP here, Jason Tatum currently has the third best odds at plus 550. Doncic is second at plus 400, but the favorite is Jokic, minus 110. And I actually mentioned this on the Market Insights pod yesterday, and it's a good opportunity to bet Jokic MVP. He just crossed into a minus number overnight. He had another triple-double and led the Nuggets to, just slightly the second-best record behind Boston. But I would bet Jokic MVP. There's a good batch of data from John Ewing, my buddy at BetMGM, looking at a low bets, higher dollar split. Good numbers here from the sports book. They called Jokic their biggest liability. And I want to say yesterday he was plus 140. Now he's minus 110. So, again, line is moving pretty well to Jokic. I think a lot of people say, hey, you can't win it three times in a row. They may have to give him the award if he continues to play the way he's playing. So could be an opportunity here to back Jokic MVP. And tonight, line moved to Boston in a revenge spot with a very high total and a couple teams that trend to the over, home versus road.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest tonight, let's look toward the college basketball slate and go to a big matchup here in the Big Ten, looking at Michigan State playing host to Rutgers. This is 6:30 p.m. tonight on Fox Sports 1. And currently, Michigan State is listed as a 3-point home favorite with a total of 126. Now, going into this matchup, Rutgers is 13-5. They're ranked number 23 in the country. They're 7-1 their last eight games, and they just beat Ohio State 68-64, covering as a 3-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Michigan State, 12-6, but they're unranked, and they've just lost two straight. And they just lost to Purdue 64-63, although they did cover the +4 in that matchup against the top team in the nation. Now, looking at the line, did anyone notice Michigan State? Did anyone pick up on that? They're -3 tonight at home. Here is an alarm bell that goes off for me. Woo, woo, woo. Michigan State is an unranked team. Why are they favored by 3 at home against a ranked team in Rutgers? This is an angle that I love to play, backing the fishy unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent. You had two good winners here in this system play. Last night, if you look at West Virginia beating TCU, and Missouri beating Arkansas. Those are both unranked home favorites versus ranked opponents. So public is saying, hey, you know, got to take Rutgers here. They have the better ranking, better record. Michigan State's lost two straight. Take the points. The wrong team is favored. That's what you're going to see on gambling Twitter. But no, right team is favored. And line's actually moving toward Michigan State. Michigan State opened as low as -1.5. Now they're up all the way to -3. So why did the line open with the unranked team favored over the ranked team? And why is the line moving further to that unranked team versus ranked team? So this looks like a fishy play in favor of Michigan State. I'd look toward money lining Michigan State in this spot. They're around minus 140 on the money line. Ken Pom does have Michigan State winning this game by 1 point. So that's why I go money line here instead of laying a 3. You saw it the other night where Wisconsin won. They were laying 3.5. I money lined them. They won the game, and I won my bet, where if I laid the 3.5, I would have lost my bet. So I don't mess around with laying points on a short favorite. And if you actually are looking at this spot in particular, if you look at short conference, this kind of proves my point a little bit. But if you moneyline a short favorite, and by short favorite, I mean your favorite at home between -1 and -4, and the line moves in your favor, moneyline those teams, 86-48, 64%. If you were to take them on the spread, you're 55-41 ATS, 57%. So it's a good angle here to back Michigan State. Also, Sparty is 7-2 at home. Rutgers is just 2-2 on the road. And we have seen this line tick up a little bit. It was 124 total. Now you're up to around 126. But this is my favorite system match in college hoops, the unranked fishy home favorite versus ranked opponent. I'd be looking to play Sparty here in this fishy angle on the money line at minus 145. Football postseason is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's stick with the college basketball arena here. But let's go to a late night game, an obscure low bet game that really caught my eye as a great system match and a very sharp line move here. I'm talking Santa Clara playing host to BYU. Give me Santa Clara on the money line, minus 135 to win this game. Now, going into this matchup, BYU is 14-7. They just beat Pepperdine 91-81. Did not cover, though, as a 10.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Santa Clara, 15-5. They just beat Pacific, 92-81, covering as a 4.5-point road dog. Or, sorry, 4.5-point road favorite. Now, why is this a game that, you know, of all the games today, obviously it's a huge slate with over 70 games, why am I picking Santa Clara? Well, a couple things here. Number one, I really like the obscure line move. If you're a low-bet game that the public doesn't really know about, care about, no one woke up today on a thirsty Thursday and said, you know what, I got to bet BYU Santa Clara. No, it's a very low bet, late night, 11 o'clock game. So put on a pot of coffee if you're like me on the East Coast. We're going to be staying up late to sweat this one. But no one circled this game late. But yet, it's taken in a good line move. Santa Clara opened -1, -1.5 at home. Now they're up to -2.5. So public doesn't really care about this game. But pros who set their own numbers and play their numbers versus the discrepancy against the sports books, as soon as this line opened, they said, boom, let's hit Santa Clara, cause this line to move in their favor. So it's those obscure, it's obviously the big games. I like to go contrarian and, you know, take the unranked home favorite ranked opponent. But it's these obscure games with line moves that are very important to me, because it tells me pros have targeted this one, where the public doesn't really care about this one. You also have a great, aside from the line move towards Santa Clara, a really great low bets, higher dollar bet split. Currently, Santa Clara, using our VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings, they're only getting 41% of spread bets, but 95% of the money. That is a massive, massive 54% low bets, higher dollar smart money discrepancy. Tells you that the big money here is going with Santa Clara. Santa Clara is 10-3 at home. BYU is just 2-2 on the road. KenPom does have Santa Clara winning this game by 2 points. So, of course, you know me, I'll go money line in this spot. I'm not going to mess around if Santa Clara, you know, win by 2 and I lay a 2.5, or win by 1 and I lay a 2.5. Nope, I'll pay the money line price here, -135. But an obscure line move towards Santa Clara, really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. KenPom edge, I'm going Santa Clara here on the money line, -135. Now for my final Josh's sweat of the night, you know I got to give you an NHL play. So the one that caught my eye tonight, let's go Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers are at home against the Chicago Blackhawks. Flyers right off the bat had a decent line move. They open around -190. They're up to around -210. So you've seen some steam hit Philadelphia, cause this line move in their favor. They would match quite a few systems here. If you look at non-division steam, NHL team getting 10 cents or more of steam in their favor in a non-division matchup, you're 226-139. 62% with an 8% ROI. Home favorite of the line move in a non-conference game, 71-35, 67%. Both missed the playoffs last year. Take the favorite, 62%. Sweet spot big favorites. If you're a favorite between -175 and -225, you're 121-49, 71% this year. And a home favorite -200 or more off a win, 66-28, 70%. So a lot of system matches here on the Flyers, as well as this line move. Chicago is really good fade spot here. Hopefully that continues, but the Blackhawks are only 10-29 as a dog, and they're 3-11-2 on the road. So a bet against on the road, bet against as a dog. Philly is 4-2 as a favorite. It's not very often they're favored, but they are 4-2 in this spot. They're 10-10-1 at home. They have the better offense, 2.8 goals a game versus 2.3, and they have the better defense, 3.2 goals allowed versus 3.7. So a lot of system matches, line movement, fade Chicago here as a dog and on the road, better offense, defense for Philly. Let's see if John Tortorella, can lead us to a win here tonight. And of course, as always, bet Tris, not bet to win. If you are betting the Flyers with me tonight, you're not risking 2.1 units to win one unit. That would be betting to win. No, you're betting to risk. Every bet for me is a bet to risk as a flat bettor. That means I'm just risking my one unit. And if I can get Philly to win this one tonight and come through for us, then I'll get a little less than a half unit back. Whole point with bet Tris, not bet to win, is that it'll save you if you lose on a favorite, and it'll still set you up for a good ROI if you win on a dog here. So give me the Flyers, -210, along with the other Josh's sweat, Santa Clara, the obscure line move there on the money line, -135. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, January 19th. But a reminder, if you're new to VSiN and you want to wake up to some great sports betting information and coverage to start your day every single morning, then sign up for the newsletter. It's VSiN.com/newsletter. Just go there, put in your email. You'll wake up to great sports content every day, letting you know what's going on in the betting market and in particular at VSiN. Of course, we have a great promo right now as well, only $9.99, 10 bucks. You go to a bar to sweat a game tonight, you buy a beer and tip the bartender, boom, that's 10 bucks or more. Maybe it's a couple beers if you get a couple PBIs, as I like to call them. But It's worth it. And again, we will never guarantee a win. There's no such thing as a locker guarantee, but I'll guarantee you that you'll get great value there. Only $10 covering you through the Super Bowl, and you'll get all the Propapalooza, all our plays, the rest of the postseason coverage for all the major sports, best bets to your email, as well as live stream of all the VSiN shows, the DraftKings percentages, all the articles behind the paywall. It is a great opportunity here to give VSiN a shot. For only $10, get you covered through the Super Bowl. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thirsty Thursday. We'll be back at it for Fade the Public Friday tomorrow. Have a great day. Good luck. Enjoy the sweats. And as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, the Godfather, hopefully we can cash some tickets tonight, because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great night.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.